So I want you to repeat after me. I want to hear it in every single district. It should tremble. Brooklyn should hear it. The Bronx should hear it. Queens should hear it. Say it as if the Ummah depends on this, my brothers and sisters. La ilaha illallah. Of worship except Allah, the God of Jesus, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, and the God of the last and final prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Oh, it's the God of that, except we have one prophet and we decide everything, and we also fight with each other all day whenever we don't have somebody else to kill. Since I mentioned, here's just a few clips of imams talking about how good inbreeding is, even though the majority of people in Europe and the UK with birth defects, look it up, are Pakistani, because they're the kings of it. It lowers IQ, causes all sorts of problems. And I guarantee you, you go to that event in Times Square, and you canvass them, and they'll be proud of it. 80% of them don't even have jobs. But they're on a bunch of welfare, and they're gaming the system all day long. You go to London, and it's just Muslims sitting around talking, smarting off to you everywhere. It's just thugs in tracksuits and pajama outfits. And there are women with beekeeper outfits on, pulling their mask up and eating under it. I mean, it's just a sick joke. But they're superior because Muhammad, literally a slaver, figured out how to take over one town by coming in, being friendly, getting enough of his people in, then driving them out. And he said, oh, I'm God. I decide what you do. You can screw kids. And we can take over. We're going to kill everybody and conquer the world. And it moved, expanded. Destroyed all the civilizations in its wake. I mean, let me tell you, it's not like the people in the Middle East, the Arabs and those other groups there, and the people in Iraq were stupid. It was the center of technology and innovation after the Roman Empire fell. And so much of what we have today comes from the people who were there. But now the inbreeding and all the rest of it, it is scary what's happening. They are just wrecking everything, all because of Muhammad. I mean, just wow. Absolutely incredible. And I can even show you before this rebirth of expansionist Islam, Iraq, Iran, all over the Middle East. I can show you a bunch of, in fact, that's a whole show I should do, up to the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Beautiful hotels, beautiful architecture, beautiful women, happy families. Yeah, they were Muslims, and they followed the moral angle of it, of not cheating on your wife and all that, but alcohol was here and there. Now it's destroyed. So it's very, very sad. Here's a couple of clips of imams talking about how great it is to marry your first cousin.
So, Muslims, cousin marriage is way better than, you know, not a cousin marriage, because I have Islamic proof. And if you do not take Islamic proof, then who are you to begin with, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had four daughters. Two of them, he married them to their first cousins. So then your elders tell you, hey, son, marry within your tribe. Marry your cousin if you can. They are right. They are calling you to sunnah. As long as the girl they're talking about is a practicing Muslim, it is upon you to marry her instead of somebody else.
Is it acceptable to marry my cousin? If you want to marry her, go ahead. It is halal. Now, for some reason, this is something people make fun of Muslims. Oh, go marry your cousin, go marry your cousin. Yo, bro, we marry cousins all the time. People have been marrying cousins for millions of years, bro. And yes, the chances of a birth defect might be increased, but it's not to the level where Allah knows us. Allah knows best. It's not to the level where it's going to be dangerous. My parents were cousins. Look how I turned out. I have brothers and sisters who married cousins. I have lots of people in my family who are cousins who are married. Absolutely not a single issue in any of my siblings' family ever. So, you want to marry a cousin, go ahead. You don't want to, go find a
You ever seen the movie Deliverance with Burt Reynolds? It's really good. And and the reason I say that is I've been in areas of Alabama and West Virginia when it was just such tiny communities that was inbreeding. And, I mean, you see the deformities. You see the people. I mean, they are all got genetic disorders. I mean, that stopped. British royals were inbreeding. They got totally screwed up. Yeah, that's what they look like. I mean, this is not good, folks. This is not good. Not good at all. Squeal like a piggy. So, wow. Absolutely insane. Let's go to these clips. Let's go to 72 and 73 with some of the history of Islam. And they give you out of the Quran the verses. You can go read it for yourself. And then I've got a bunch of clips here. Believing in God is acceptable, but raping children is not. Listen to this. Then we'll play 50 and some B-roll of 70. Let's go ahead and play 72, 73, 50, and 70. Well, everybody's out partying. I'm doing this, folks, because I'm not going to be a slave. Go ahead and roll it.
Now, is this about assimilation? No, it's about domination. Here's a hadith, Muhammad. I have been ordered to wage war against mankind until they accept that there is no God but Allah and they believe I am his prophet. So in other words, Muhammad says there is to be war until the whole world becomes Islamic. Again, I ask you, is this assimilation? No, it is annihilation. Another hadith. I have been ordered to fight the kafirs until every one of them admits there is only one God and that is Allah and I am his prophet. Again, here we have a doctrine not of assimilation but annihilation. I call this the law of saturation. When Islam comes in, it's friendly enough, but over enough time, it rules all. And time may take centuries, but ultimately, they do not assimilate, but they dominate. Now, there's only one place where there's been migration that didn't continue and has saturated all Islam, and that was with war. There were 700 years of war in Spain. There was war in the Balkans and war in Central Europe. So the only ways that Islam does not dominate is when there's war against it.
Sharia law forbids assimilation. So it's almost like there's a clash here. There's a culture who is desperate to assimilate Muslims, and Muslim culture is desperate not to be assimilated.
Islam didn't come to be accommodated into a secular world. Rather, Islam came to establish itself and accommodate all other people within the fold of Islam as Muslims or Ahl Dhimma. Priority for them is for Muslims to be accepted in the West, so we can go about our lives in a secular, liberal world, allowing us to live as a bubble within this society so that we can pray, we can fast, and we can do what we want. But this is not what Islam came for. Islam didn't come for us to be accommodated in a non-Muslim world. Islam came to accommodate the world in Islam. Islam didn't come to be reformed. Islam came to reform us.
Islam hasn't come to fit in to the Indian system, or the French system, or the British system. Domination is when you have your own system, your own set of laws where you can apply.
I should be in charge. Me. I'm the ruler, not you. Like the government, the whole power structure, because Revelation said so, is illegitimate. The message of Islam is a political message that overturns the current power structure.
And puts you in charge. All right, let's stop there. Whole nother hour. And I haven't even given you the sickening stuff they do in the numbers, but you already know. That's why you've got to support this broadcast. I will take on the CIA. I will take on the Satanist. I will take on the globalist. I will take on the Chi-Coms. I will take on the Israel lobby. I will take on Hollywood. I will take on the corrupt elements of the FBI. I will do what is right. I'll take on big tech. I'll take on Big Pharma. I'll take them all on because I'm not a slave and I know good is going to win in the end. But when you see good men and good women fighting hard for the truth, you got to understand we're fighting for each other's shared future. And the Great Awakening's here. And I announce a crusade against all the forces of Satan, not just expansionist Islam. Please support this broadcast. Please buy the products at thealexwithshore.com. The biggest sale in our history, bar none, is right now until tomorrow night, Monday night at midnight. Buy any product, the widest selection of Patriot apparel to spread the word, the very best supplements. Everything is 60% off at thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. And some of this stuff breaks even, but I want to get the shirts out there, the hats out there. I mean, 60% off these ball caps, like America First, that are so awesome, are not making any money. But it's okay, because we want you to get the supplements, see how great they are, see reorder. Get ultramethylene blue, get Irish sea moss, get the Shilajit, get our turmeric. It's the best. It's incredible. It's all there right now for another 24 hours or so, like 28 hours or whatever. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. Be a VIP. Even better deals. Now, the fourth hour straight ahead as we continue to expose the political, world-conquering movement of Islam. We have it all. Ultramethylene blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss, gummies, and capsules. Incredible. Research it for yourself. We have the best at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good, because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like ultramethylene blue, it's actually working, because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.
I was hoping